And joining us in studio is Rebecca Spengler, and Rebecca is the is from Ely. Just drove over earlier today, and she is the owner of a business called A Laundry Room, and it is in fact a laundromat. And but she kind of has done an unusual thing, which actually, as I understand it, Rebecca, came as a result of a class that you took at North House Folk School. Tell us what the class was and when you took it.
The class was heating with solar hot water. I think it's called Take the Heat or Getting the Heat. And that class was precipitated by a grant from Clean Energy Resource Teams, which was a grant written for a solar project on my business. And from there, I had to take the steps to learn how to go about this process and what it was going to look like.
How long have you owned a laundromat? When did you acquire the laundromat?
It is 4 years. It'll be 2007 was the year I bought the laundromat.
And are you from Ely?
I am from Ely.
And why did you buy a laundromat?
Oh, that is a very good question. I had a big transition in my life in 2005, and it created this opportunity to buy a business or study business. And through that process of studying business, I wrote a business plan for a laundromat and decided it was a good idea, and found some partners, and it's been a lot of fun.
And was this already a going enterprise, or did you start?
It was an existing business.
It was, that you bought and... Mm-hmm. And
I believe it's been there for over 40 years.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Now, I noticed, that, and I'm going to get to the solar here, obviously, but you gave me a little table topper here about your business. It's drop-off laundry, fluff and fold. That makes sense. Wireless, interestingly, that makes sense. My partner and I vacationed in Mexico. And that's about the only place a lot of times you can find wireless is in laundries.
Yes.
Custom laundry makes sense. Da-da. Water for cabins, camping.
Yes. And that is an interesting one because it is difficult for someone who lives off the grid or somebody who is camping at a cabin and doesn't have running water to find that source of water in town
and not feel
that they're stealing it from someone. So
from
it's
the holiday station
or
something.
It's a free will donation, and people love it. They appreciate it. And I get a lot of customers who really come just for the water, and they're thankful for it.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Now, and this may be an obvious question, but maybe not. You bought the business, you had your laundromat business. What prompted you to want to utilize solar in terms of how you heat your water?
When I wrote my business plan, it was written to take advantage of as many alternative energy sources as I could. That was an overarching part of the plan. And solar thermal hot water seemed like a very obvious one, since I'm using so much propane to heat hot water, and it's such a necessary part of the overhead of that business, that seemed like a really interesting way to start the process.
Now, what I find interesting is, of course, and as you said, laundromats use huge volumes of water, huge volumes of hot water. I read, I think, in the article that you use like 450 gallons of hot water an hour.
Yes, at full capacity.
At full capacity. We think about solar for heating our home, smaller applications. Were you concerned at all about, wait a minute, maybe my business just uses too much to be able to...
Yes.
Heat enough of it.
And that was a big concern for my plumbers and the solar designers. So it was a big part of our thinking process when we started to look at the demand of this equipment we were about to install. And the way it's installed is that the solar is preheating the water, and then I'm looking at a much lower BTU that I must bring that water up to wash temperature. So it's not fully heating the water, although it's able to.
I can
see it fill my storage tanks with 140 degree water, but on a day when there's already water moving out of that, the propane's bringing it up to that temperature. So city cold comes in at 45 degrees, I might see 60 to 70. So I'm saving that range of
I see, of and then taking
energy.
It the rest of the way with
taking
your propane.
Taking it the rest of the
I
way
see.
With the propane, yes.
We want to remind folks we're visiting with Rebecca Spengler of Ely, Minnesota, who is here as part of the Renewable Energy Symposium. In fact, one of the presenters of that symposium down at North House Folk School is the Cook County
Local Energy Project.
Thank you, CCLEP, or as I like to call it, CCLEP. And Did you think about using solar for the whole thing and then to take it all the way to the 140, or is that not practical?
It would not be impractical, but it would have been an expense double what I had, perhaps, to get that extra storage and five more panels. But it would have taken approximately 10 panels to give me that full need, like here on the house down there, the workshop at North House. That size panel could fully supply, that array would fully supply the laundromat. But space-wise, it wasn't an option.
Mm.
So this project goes about halfway.
So you have five panels.
I have five panels.
How many different people were involved in the project? I mean, you talked about design, and I'm sure there are designers and the people that installed it. And I read that Mark Morgan, who is not only a consultant on this, but builds straw bale homes.
Yes.
How many different people were involved?
I had an interesting team, which was built by my need. So I had a good veteran of alternative energy who gave me some good tips. Plumbers, electricians. Mark Morgan was a consultant who tied all of us together. And then I tied in volunteers who helped. And then I also worked with the Ely Memorial High School, and their physics department came and helped with our installation as well. So there were a lot of people the day of and throughout that weekend of putting it up that participated and, in a sense, got a hands-on experience with what we were doing there, and now can see the end result of that as well.
Pretty cool to have the high school involved too.
It was.
I'm sure from their standpoint, it creates kind of a wonderful sense of ownership.
And when they drive through the parking lot, they can say, you know, we helped lift those panels up, and they might start to think a little further beyond just talking about it in the classroom.
How much time? Well, first of all, how much time did the installation itself take?
The installation was only 4 days. I think we had it, the structure that the array sits on was started maybe four or five days before that.
Mm-hmm.
But once we started to put up the panels and do the plumbing, it was 4 days and we were complete.
But how much time, and that was my question, but now I'm thinking about how much time from design, all of the rest of that, until you were heating your first gallon of water?
I took the solar class at North House in October, and I was online June 1st. So I spent most of my winter gathering information and organizing how it's going to look. And then a month of May was pretty heavy with everyone on board as a team, and then we did it all in one weekend.
Now, how much space does your system, not counting the panels, occupy in your business, Rebecca?
The storage. The storage takes up perhaps 30 square feet. It's not a significant amount of space. It's tucked in the side, and my customers are able to see it, and I spend a lot of time explaining the system to them.
I bet you do.
and they like to look at it and see the temperature gauges and know that the sun is heating their hot water. It is a very big part of what my business has become now.
Now, obviously, similar to Grand Marais, all of northeastern Minnesota, we have nice days like today where we got lots of sun, but we have more than our share of cloudy days. How badly does that impact your ability to produce hot water?
The way I have looked at it is those are days when I use more propane. The days when the sun is shining, I feel like, okay, I'm putting money in the bank now. You know, it's paying for itself on those sunny days, and my highest demand is in the summer when it's the sunniest and the days are longest.
Sure, so, because of tourism,
and those are the days where I'm using 400 gallons an hour and really need that sunshine in order to be able to measure the worth of my business.
Obviously, I'm assuming that one of the reasons that you did this was because, quote unquote, it's the right thing to do from an environmental standpoint. How about a dollar? You know, and a lot of times we hear when people talk about going to even such things as like light bulbs. You know, what's your payback and all of the rest of it. Because it is a consideration in today's economy. Have you ever figured out? As far as payback goes?
I have. My overall investment was in the neighborhood of $24,000. that included all equipment and also the labor of the people that helped. I've worked out with my grant that I received from Clean Energy Resource Teams and also the tax credits that I received.
Mm-hmm.
I've got about a four and a half year payback, which I'm 1 year into right now. It's about 4.8 years working on what's left of it after
those.
That's
pretty fast.
It is pretty fast, and that's because of the high demand.
Uh-huh.
And I'm measuring that against my propane savings.
Does anybody ever come in and say, I want to do my laundry here because you are using,
mm-hmm.
and you know, because
they do.
Does anybody ever question you as far as, does it do just as good a job?
Not so much, but I am careful to watch that those temperatures, you know, that the system is working, because it's not as if I can just know that that gas is going to turn on. I always want to keep an eye and make sure that it's, you know, and I've gotten to a very comfortable place with it now, but for a time it was a bit of a, is this going to work or not
question.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure. And are there any other laundromats in Ely?
There is one other laundromat, yes.
Do you feel that this is a competitive advantage for you?
It has been an interesting, it's really brought out a different type of clientele. You know, there are people that travel for the green element and mm-hmm. live for that green element. And we really have separate customer bases, at least on the local population. But it's really fun to see the tourists come in and see it and know that I'm intriguing them with this alternative mm-hmm. energy, and it's benefiting my business at the same time.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
Now, are you doing a presentation?
Yes, I am.
At 5 o'clock
tomorrow afternoon, I will be presenting.
Oh, good. I thought you were going to say 5 o'clock today, and I was going to say, uh-oh.
A little late.
Well, one could call this a presentation, I guess.
Of course.
5 o'clock tomorrow at North
yes,
House.
Yes.
And excuse me, go ahead.
Oh, it's titled Solar Suds.
Solar
oh, that's
suds.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you figured your propane costs, was that last year or the year before?
Last year.
Now, propane was at kind of an all-time low.
Yes, it was.
Which is, if you can make it pay on paper in 5 years at 89 cents or whatever it was.
Yes.
Do you use...
I've never paid
propane there.
It is propane,
and
yes.
And not natural gas.
Correct.
So it's a little higher than natural gas, but
yes.
It's going to go up. You're going to see a faster payback.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if I were to trade out or replace my current top load washing machines with more energy efficient ones, the mm-hmm. payback would also increase because my demand would be lower.
Sure, sure.
So I would be using less propane there as well.
Have there been other business people in Ely or elsewhere that have talked to you about, you know, would something like this work in my business?
Yep.
And what kind of businesses and...
Since this installation and it wasn't really planned to have it be the first kind of commercial installation in Ely, but since that time, hotels, outfitters, two different outfitters right now are looking at solar shower systems for their customers.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the Adventure Inn in Ely is looking at a full hot water heating system, much like the installation here in Grand Marais at North House. My system has become a place where my plumber can stop and show customers what's working.
Uh-huh.
And the other consultants can stop in, and it's become...
You
that,
charge them for that, don't you?
Yeah, it's been wonderful. No, they call it tuition. And we've learned a lot.
I'll bet.
Fascinating because we all keep learning about. I didn't know what a Delta T was before I did this, and I'm having so much fun recognizing that I have a 13-degree difference before that propane kicks in from the solar. It's wonderful.
Oh. I bet it has been interesting, mm-hmm. what you've learned. Now, do you use solar at home?
I do not. It would be possible, but I have this big, beautiful maple tree in my front yard that would have to go if I were to catch that southern sun.
Yeah, there's some trade-offs we're just not willing to make. Right.
But it would be very effective. It would work on my garage, and I could pump it into my house. Yeah.
Hmm.
No, that's great that you use it like a demonstration project for people to come in and see. And
mm-hmm.
I know CCLEP is doing one at the bathhouse down at our city park, which will happen this fall, Bob.
Mm.
And we envision that also to be a demonstration project where people can come and see
yes.
what's happening there. And
look and touch and see thermostat gauges and temperature gauges, and you get a really solid idea that this is working, and you hear water bubbling in pipes, you know.
Mm-hmm. That I didn't know we had working. A bathhouse.
We don't, Bob, but the park does.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, we're lucky to be in this studio tonight. Normally, we're way in the back.
In the little shed.
Yeah, along with the woodchuck.
We have been visiting with Rebecca Spengler. Rebecca is the owner of a laundry room. And by the way, do you call in on Saturday nights for our program Small Change?
I have not, no.
Okay.
She's not the laundry room?
We have a program on Saturday evenings called Small Change. I just said that, which is a call-in trivia.
Oh, really?
Program. And people, rather than saying who they are, people, they always ask them, where are you calling from? And when it first started out, it kind of does a joke because people would say, from the kitchen table. Well, that became their title. Well, somebody has always been the laundry room.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we wondered if that was you, but
no,
apparently not.
No, it wasn't me. That's interesting.
Well, we're going to have to continue to try and track that.
Yeah,
down,
it must be someone's laundry room.
Could be.
In their
could
house.
Be. Could be.
Yeah.
At any rate, Rebecca is not that person, but does own a laundry room in Ely. She heats her water, a great deal of it, with solar power, and she will be making a presentation as part of the Renewable Energy Symposium at North House Folk School tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock. It is open to anyone, I assume. Yes.
Mm-hmm. it's radio.
It's radio.
It precedes the pizza bake, I believe.
Oh,
the community pizza evening.
Everybody's going to be waiting for
you
to get
which,
done.
Which will not be heated. Yes. Which will not be heated by propane or solar.
In the big brick oven.
In the big brick oven.
Yeah.
Well, Rebecca, I want to thank you very much for taking time to come up and visit with us. It's a fascinating project and an inspiring project as
thank
well.
Thank you.
And obviously, you have a passion for it as well. And thanks so much for joining us.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity to come in.